He had a manager, and he had a studio on with Davidson and Smith Nichols, like on the east side around our area. And this studio really was just a industrial small building, and it was totally secured. It actually had an alarm on it, no windows, steel doors, and it was a luxury because this guy didn't charge us anything, but he was kind of helping us book shows. So we had everything set up in there, so it didn't matter if we were going there after the bar or early evening. We could just all. We used to rehearse a lot. To stay tight, it was pretty nice, but we used to rehearse as much as we could. So we would just be able to go in there, plug in, and go through an hour, a couple hours, and get out of there. And normally we wouldn't leave our guitars normally, but for some reason we got lazy and we did. And someone in the middle of the night backed a pickup truck through the rear steel door, just rammed the whole door frame and took the whole steel door down and ran in and cash grab and grabbed any guitars, a few mics, and I think they grabbed amp because they didn't have enough time, but they grabbed five really nice vintage guitars even at the time. They I had a 60 Les Paul Junior, which I loved, and they grabbed that, and Al had a Les Paul Junior bass. Dave had a SG and a couple, another guitar he lost. So yeah, they got in, got out. We got the alarm call and met the guy down, and we're sick to our stomachs that we lost. And we had shows coming up. We didn't have any backup besides those. So we called on local friends, musicians to borrow that. But then the local scene, like the Lilies and Art, found out about it. And there was a band called the Cheaters. And who else was in Secrets? And it was just the local Hamtramck scene. They said, hey, let's do one show. And you guys will get our crowd. Everybody'll show up there with the reruns, and everybody will charge cover. Well, we won't take any money. You guys, if you can afford to get a couple more guitars. It was fun. So we sat down at Lily's and no rehearsal that first show, I don't think. Came up with a list of songs as we're drinking. Came up with the name, one of the names. The alternatives was the Almighty God. We thought, oh, controversial that could be, that wouldn't work. And another guy says, hey, we're the Polish Muslims, We laughed about it because there were no Polish Muslims at the time. It was Polish Jewish or Polish Catholic or, the Muslim. Even though they were around our neighborhood, and there was a mosque or two already, and but it wasn't prevalent, it wasn't in the news. And I said, sure, but it's one night show, let's just do it. And so, because of that set, we put together the one show at Brookings back, I mean, Lily's back in 1981, December of 81. Packed, it was packed, and I don't know if you've ever been to the Painted Lady or Lily's, but the club itself probably holds 150 illegally. Maybe 125, and so it was a real hot box. We sold it out and had a ball, and we had friends at the Free Press even back then, local magazines, and they capitalized on it and write a blurb the next morning. The Polish Muslims, I don't know, whatever they did on that first article, it became a second show because it was very easy. We did another show like 2 weeks later and did it again, and we put together some structures. Me and Dave had parodies already, and it kind of narrowed down to 11 people in the band, alternating, and it just became easy, fun money, and people loved it.